This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. On the first full day of China's sweeping new security law in Hong Kong, police fired a water cannon and tear gas to break up a protest and make arrests. They made their first arrest Wednesday, a man and a woman holding Hong Kong independence signs in two separate incidents. They were arrested after riot police fired the water cannon and pepper spray. Beijing unveiled the details of the much-anticipated law Tuesday, after weeks of uncertainty. The new law will punish crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces with up to life in prison. It will also allow mainland security agencies in Hong Kong for the first time and allow for extradition to the mainland for trial. China's parliament adopted it in response to protests last year triggered by fears that Beijing was stifling the city's freedoms. As thousands of protesters gathered downtown for an annual rally marking the anniversary of the former British colony's handover to China, riot police used pepper spray and fired pellets as they made arrests. Crowds spilled out into the streets chanting, "Resist till the end," and "Hong Kong independence." Critics fear it will crush the freedoms that are seen as key to Hong Kong's success as a financial center. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Wednesday President Donald Trump was not verbally briefed on a report that Russians were paying the Taliban to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. O'Brien said that's because the allegations were not corroborated at the time. He declined to say whether the intelligence, which U.S. ally Britain has said it was aware of, had been included in a written presidential briefing earlier this year. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States saw another coronavirus milestone become reality Tuesday, 47,000 new COVID-19 cases in one day, the biggest increase in new infections since the start of the pandemic. The bulk of the new infection stretches from the southwestern U.S. states of Arizona and Texas over into the western state of California. High numbers of infections are also reported in the southeastern states of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. The rising number of COVID-19 infections across the United States prompted Dr. Anthony Fauci to tell a U.S. Senate committee Tuesday the current rate of new infections could more than double to 100,000 a day if the surge is not contained. Dr. Fauci is the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The global tourism industry is expected to see $3.3 trillion in losses due to COVID-19 restrictions. That's according to a UN study published Wednesday. The United States stands to lose the most. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development report is based on three scenarios: lockdown measures lasting 4 months, 8 months, and 12 months. The report did not say which scenario was most likely, although an official said the middle scenario could be a realistic one. While the U.S. is expected to have the highest losses, small island states such as Jamaica stand to suffer big losses in proportion to their economies. According to a Reuters poll, Americans' anxiety over the coronavirus are rising to high levels. The late June poll found 81% of American adults say they are very or somewhat concerned about the pandemic. The U.S. S&P 500 and NASDAQ rose Wednesday as rising hopes of a COVID-19 vaccine offset fears of another round of lockdowns. This despite a record surge in coronavirus cases in the United States. A COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer Incorporated and German biotech firm BioNTech showed promise and was found to be well-tolerated in early-stage human trial, according to companies. That news also helped London's mid-cap index to end higher. Israel's foreign minister said an announcement on the proposed annexation of the occupied West Bank land is unlikely Wednesday. Wednesday was the start date set by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government for discussing such a move. Turkey's interior minister says search and rescue teams have found a sunken boat that was believed to be carrying as many as 60 immigrants. It sank in a lake in the eastern part of the country and was reported missing June 27th. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.